So I said that Sambandha Gyan is like the star and Gopi's love for Krishna is like the sun. So, can I elaborate that? Yes, if you consider one of the Gopi Gita, and the fourth verse in the Gopi Gita is Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehinam Antaratma Dhra Vikhana Sarthito Vishwa Guptaye Sakhau Dehivan Satvatam Kule. So, every single verse of the Gopi Gita, the underlying mood is Krishna, come back. Krishna, please come back. You disappeared from our vision. Please reappear in this vision. Reappear before us. So in this verse they are saying, now we understand Krishna. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. Now we understand that you are not Gopika Nandan. You are not Yashoda Nandan. Now we were thinking that you are just one of Angas. But you are not. In the previous verses it is said that how Krishna, you saved us from so many demons. From Indra and from Vyoma and so many other demons. How could you have done this? Because you are not Gopika Nandan. Then who are you? Vikhana Sarthito. No, you are Akhila Dehinam Antaratma Drek. You are the indwelling seer in the hearts of all living beings. That is the super soul is present, is Vishnu himself is present in the hearts. Then if he's in the heart, what is he doing outside over here? Vikhana Sarthito Vishwa Guptaye. He is Vikhana. Vikhana is Brahmaji. Brahmaji is distressed and he besieged the Lord. Vishwa Guptaye. Therefore, for protecting this world, for protecting the universe from the demons, you have descended. Sakha Udeivan Satvatam Kule. Satvatam Kule. The dynasty of Krishna is known by various different names. Sometimes it's called Yadu dynasty, sometimes it's called Satvata dynasty. So because of the prayers of Brahma, you are manifested in the Satvata dynasty. But the important point is that in so many ways describing how you are the supreme, you are the indwelling super soul, you are the one whom Brahma prayed to, you are descended Satvata dynasty. But in the same verse, what are they saying? Sakha. Sakha means, oh friend. So all that knowledge is there that Krishna is God, but the intimacy of their love is so much. And the gopis, they in a later verse they say, Fani fanarpitam te padambujam krunakucheshuna krundiruchayam. They say, with your feet, you actually crushed Kaliya. They know their pastime. And yet, the same gopis are saying, Shila Trunankurai Siddhatitina Kalilatamana Kanta Gachati. He says, when we think that your feet are being pierced by the thorns, the pebbles, the brambles on the paths of Vrindavan, our heart is ripped apart by that. So now, if Krishna has survived in the fangs of Kaliya, his teeth are far more venomous and dangerous than some small thorns. And the gopis know that Krishna has crushed Kaliya. But still, their love for Krishna is so great, their desire to serve him is so great, and although that acknowledgement is there, yes, Krishna, you crushed Kaliya. But no, your legs will be pierced by the thorns. And that will cause you pain. And we can't tolerate that, Krishna. Please come back. So there is awareness that Krishna is God. So the acharyas describe that this particular prayer, Nakhalu Gopika, the gopis turn it around. He says that you are the indwelling super soul of all living beings. At one level you can say that he is supreme, he is transcendental. But then says, if you are the super soul of all living beings, then you are in our hearts also. Then you will know how distressed we are. Therefore, seeing our distress, please come back. He says, and for the Vishwa Guptaya, you descended to this world to protect this universe. We are also part of this universe. And we are in mortal agony. So please come back. Please come back. So that means, and they're saying him, who is he? Sakha. You are our friend. Oh Sakha, please come back. So there is the knowledge that Krishna is supreme, but that knowledge is just used to intensify their love. that knowledge, it is not in the foreground of their awareness. It is in the background of that awareness, and they may refer to it in prayers. But their focus is, Krishna is our lovable Lord. He's our lovable friend. And we just want to offer Him our love. So that they have the knowledge, but that is not in the foreground. There is that beautiful pastime when Krishna, the same extension only, and when Krishna had disappeared from the gopis, then Krishna took the form of Vishnu. And Krishna took the form of Vishnu, and the gopis saw Vishnu is also slightly bluish in complexion. So in the distance they saw, oh, this is Krishna, and they started running towards Him. And when they saw it was Vishnu, they became disappointed. The yogis are elated when they get one darshan of Vishnu. But the gopis were disappointed on seeing Vishnu. And then they started asking, Vishnu, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then Vishnu pointed this way, go this way. And the gopis offered obeisances to Vishnu and ran. They offered obeisances and ran away from Him. And then finally, last of them was Radharani. And Radharani came and she begged, oh Vishnu, where is Krishna? Such was the intensity of her love. Such was the agony of her separation from Krishna. And when Vishnu, He tried to point with His hand that way. But the intensity of Krishna's love, of Radharani's love for Krishna, caused Vishnu's two hands to disappear. And He was pointing, but there were no hands to point. And then what happened? Radharani saw her beloved Lord in front of her. So, even when Vishnu is in front of them, they know Vishnu is God. But they're not interested in Vishnu, they're interested in Krishna. So this pastime, through an event, demonstrates what also happens in terms of the knowledge of the gopis. They know Krishna is God, but that is not in the foreground. That Krishna is our lovable friend. He is our lover. That's what is in the foreground of their awareness. Okay? Thank you.